Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Thursday, March 17th, 2016. Israeli soldiers killed two Palestinian youth and extremists threatened to kill a Palestinian journalist who is recovering from a 100-day hunger strike. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Thursday two Palestinians near the Ariel Israeli colony, illegally built on Palestinian lands near Salfit in the central West Bank. The army claimed that the two stabbed an Israeli soldier, causing moderate wounds. The head of the Beit Fajar municipality south of Bethlehem said that the two Palestinians have been identified as Ali Takatka, 19, and Ali Thawabta, 20, from the town. He said that the army surrounded the town after identifying the two Palestinians and installed roadblocks preventing the residents from entering or leaving the town. Eyewitnesses said that the soldiers fired dozens of live rounds on the two Palestinians, injuring them in various parts of their bodies. Moreover, the soldiers prevented Palestinian Red Crescent medics from even approaching the two Palestinians and forced them away while choking their guns and threatening to shoot them. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded late at night and on Thursday at dawn several areas in the northern West Bank district of Nablus and kidnapped six Palestinians, including two children. Furthermore, many army vehicles invaded Beta town south of Nablus and demolished six stores used for selling fruits and vegetables, in addition to a public toilet room for what the army claimed being built without construction permits. The army issued the demolishing orders more than a month ago and destroyed the properties before discussing appeals filed by the owners. In other news, Israeli extremists have reportedly made death threats against Palestinian journalist Mohammed Al-Kik, who had been on hunger strike for nearly 100 days and is now recovering in hospital. An Israeli soldier and a settler forced their way into Al-Kik room in Al-Afula hospital while his security guard was away from his post, Israeli news sources reported. According to his wife, Faiha Shalash, the Israelis had arranged the incident with the conveniently absent security guard. She added that the extremist fled the hospital after Al-Kik called for help. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, March 17th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmari. I'm me, Ghassan Bannoura.